This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 142 for Friday, November 10th. I'm Adam Pilichotti. After three straight days of declines, the ICE Futures canola market rebounded on Friday as it took a page from crude oil and Chicago soybean oil. Crude oil was up more than $1 per barrel, while Chicago soybean oil continued its recent rally. However, European rapeseed was down. The Canadian Grain Commission reported on Thursday that 67,800 tons of canola were shipped during the weekend of November 5th. Total canola exports this marketing year are at 1.65 million tons, down more than 152,000 from 1 year ago. The Canadian dollar retreated 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close, giving a lift to canola prices. The January canola contract was up $14 per ton at $701.10. In the U.S., corn and wheat were lower, but soybeans were higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its monthly world agricultural supply-demand estimates on Thursday. March and May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade hit contract lows on Thursday after the release of the USDA report. The USDA kept corn production estimates for Brazil and Argentina unchanged at 129 million and 55 million tons respectively, despite recent erratic weather. In Argentina, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported that corn planting is at 24.7% of the expected 7.3 million hectares to be planted for this year's crop. Ukraine's agricultural ministry said the country has harvested 71.5 million tons of grain and oil seeds this season. The December corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.64. The USDA also left its production estimates unchanged for Brazil's and Argentina's soybean crops at 163 million and 48 million tons, respectively. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said that only 6.1% of soybean areas have been planted in Argentina compared to the historical average of 13%, but rains may ease conditions. China cut its soybean production estimate by 564,000 tons to 20.89 million due to dry conditions, but is still 600,000 tons more than last year. The January soybean contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.48. The CGC reported on Thursday that Canadian wheat exports except durum totaled 374,000 tons for the weekend of November 5th. Total exports for this marketing year are 5.51 million tons, up 7.7% from 1 year ago. The Rosario Grain Exchange cut its production estimate for Argentina's wheat crop by 750,000 tons at 13.5 million. Rains are delaying France's wheat plantings, for which progress is at 67% compared to 91% last year and a 5-year average of 83%. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.75. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.40. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.31. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, November 10th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pilichotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.